Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have the media here going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Michael, you were in here for a pre-draft visit. You know, what did the Lions talk to you about how they see your role playing out? And do you see yourself in that kind of H-back role that they use here in Scott Linehan's offense?
I see myself as they want me for like the Y position, more of the on the ball, come in and compete, and right now back up Pettigrew, and just come in and compete and be myself, basically.
Michael, what did you think of the Senior Bowl experience? Tight ends coach Bobby Johnson just said that, you know, getting to know you for that week sort of helped them pick you.
Coach Johnson, he's very similar to my college coach, Bobby Williams, and they both have the energy, and me and him created a bond. It's like, after I left the Senior Bowl, I went up to sort of visit. It's like, we've been talking every day, but we haven't. So it was just a bond that we got created, and now I look to continue.
Did you prefer Mike or Michael or Big Mike or what?
Michael. Okay. I've heard the Mike Williams part of it.
What have you heard? What have you heard?
Just know that I'm Michael Williams and I'm my own person. I'm coming in there to try to compete, and yeah, Michael.
You don't want to be associated with the other Mike Williams, huh?
No, sir.
You consider yourself one of those tight ends that can take a defensive end on one-on-one?
Most definitely. I think that's what intrigued them to draft me when they did. And they feel like that I have a good base, and I can have a one-on-one box and get the edges on some of the outside runs.
Your blocking ability is well documented. Do you consider yourself an underrated receiving option?
I could say that. Yeah, you can see on film that a lot of my passes that comes to me is 100% catch. So I'm just a young player trying to get better, man. And if they want whatever they want me to do coming in there, that's what I'm gonna do.
We just talked to Theo Riddick from Notre Dame. When you guys get together for, you know, rookie camp, are you gonna brag a little bit about the national title?
I left all that on the field. That was one game, and it ended the way I wanted to end it, and now it's over with. Now we're moving on to bigger and better things, and I just thank you to the University of Alabama for everything they did for my career.
Hey, staying with the national championship game for a minute, what did you think of Brent Musburger talking about AJ's girlfriend like that?
I didn't. When I got home, that's when I heard about it, and I ain't too much to say about that one. He made his bed and sleeping there.
Lions drafted a number of SEC guys. Did you take a look at that, and you feel like you're in pretty good company there?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that once you play against somebody, you form a bond. And once you do that for 5 years, and you just automatically become connected to these players, And it'd be great to go in actually having some sense of knowing somebody while I'm up there.
When you look at today's NFL, a lot of the tight ends are just kind of pass-catching guys, putting up numbers like Gronkowski and stuff. You consider yourself more of a throwback type of tight end?
Yeah, I don't like the word throwback. I use the word traditional. And, in today's game, sometimes people get caught up with tight ends doing more the receiving part of it. Sometimes they forget about the blocking end of it, and I'm looking to try to bring that back.
Why do you like that so much? Why do you like blocking somebody like that?
I just like playing the tight end position, and the way I learned was the first thing was you had to know how to block, and that's just how I was taught, and that's just how I live. So blocking just became part of me, and I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and the receiving, I worked on that too. And like I said, I'm really trying to get there and get a finished product.